And as we look at it, there's a simple idea that we're looking at for the chapter, and it's this, that God is worthy of your worship.
这个诗篇传递给我们一个简单的信息，就是神是配得我们敬拜赞美的。
And so I'm going to look at just the first two verses of Psalm 29 to start, and that's going to sort of launch us into what we're going to talk about.
我们今天来看第一到第二节。
So here's what it says. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings.
神的众子啊, 你们要将荣耀, 能力归给耶和华,
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
归给耶和华,
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name.
要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他,
Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness.
以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。
So David begins with this really simple idea that God is worthy of our worship, so we should give him glory.
大卫呈现给我们一个很简单的道理, 就是神值得我们敬拜赞美, 所以我们要把荣耀归给他。
He tells us to ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
他让我们把能力荣耀归给耶和华。
What does it mean to say ascribe to the Lord?
归给是什么意思呢?
And he gives us two actions to use. He says, give him glory and give him strength.
他让我们把两样东西归给耶和华,把荣耀和能力归给耶和华。
Now, does he mean literally give him strength, literally give him glory?
他讲的是字面上的意思吗?把荣耀和能力送给耶和华。
I don't think he's saying that God doesn't have glory, so we should give him some, or God doesn't have strength, so we should give him some of ours.
他并不是说因为耶和华没有荣耀，没有能力，所以需要我们给他。
What David is telling us is to acknowledge that glory belongs to God.
大卫让我们是要承认我们的荣耀和能力都是属乎耶和华的。
He's telling us to acknowledge that strength belongs to God.
让我们也知道我们自己的能力也是属于耶和华的。
David is laying out a recipe for worship.
大卫在这里给我们一个敬拜的一个要素。
And it's not the worship just of what we sing in church when we're at a service. It's how do we respond to God?
不是在教堂里面那种唱歌跳舞的敬拜，而是我们要如何回应主。
How do we acknowledge him for who he is and respond by giving him our best?
我们怎么样能够承认耶和华他到底是谁，并且把我们最好的献给他？
That's why when we look in the Old Testament, worship always involved a sacrifice.
我们在看旧约圣经的时候，看到敬拜往往是需要一个祭祀的动物。
Maybe it was a lamb or a dove or a drink offering or a grain offering.
需要一个绵羊，或者一只鸽子，或者一个素祭或者燔祭。
When people worshipped, when they encountered God in his glory, they brought a sacrifice.
当人们要去面对神的荣耀的时候，他们又往往会带一个动物来献祭。
But sometimes they would pay so much attention to the method of their worship that they would forget the object.
但是他们往往把精力过多的关注在他们要献祭的那个东西上，而忽略了他们献祭的对象。
Sometimes they would spend so much time and energy on how they worshiped that they would forget who they were actually worshiping.
他们有时候又过多的关注于怎么样来做这个献祭。 而忽略了他们真正献祭的对象。
And when people started to focus too much on the outside methods, they stopped focusing on their hearts.
当人们关注于外面的行动的时候，他们往往忽略了自己的内心。
So what happens when worship becomes something pushed by religion?
如果我们的敬拜仅仅是被宗教所驱动的，那会是什么样的呢？
God's glory gets lost.
在那样一种敬拜里面，神的荣耀就被丢失了。And
sometimes when we have our methods versus our heart, we find a barrier to worship.
当我们关注于形式的时候，我们 就给自己制造了一个障碍。
And this happened a lot in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面经常是这种情形。
It happened in the New Testament.
在新约里面也有。
And it happens to many churches today.
在今天的宗教会当中也存在。
That it's easy to get so focused on the methods that we forget to bring God our heart.
当我们过于注重形式的时候，我们却忽略了自己的内心。
And the Bible is honest when people got this wrong, and it shows us examples of that.
圣经很诚实地记录下人们犯的这些错误。
One great example in the Old Testament is in 1 Samuel 15.
在撒母耳记上十五章就告诉我们。
Saul was king, and Saul had made some bad choices.
那时候扫罗是王，但是扫罗做了一些错误的决定。
And he made those choices because his heart was far from God.
他为什么做这些决定呢？因为他的心是远离神的。
But Saul thought that if he could just make enough sacrifices, then it wouldn't matter where his heart was.
扫罗以为只要他献祭献得漂亮，那神就不会看他的内心了。
And so Samuel the prophet goes to Saul to tell him that that's not what God's looking for.
所以撒母耳来到扫罗面前告诉他说不是这样的。
So 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, I'll just read verse 22. Here's what it says. It says, so Samuel says, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices?
撒母耳上15章22节，撒母耳说，耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？
As in obeying the voice of the Lord.
听命胜于献祭。
What he's saying is, do you think that God would rather have your sacrifices or have you obey his voice?
撒母耳就是说，你觉得神是更喜欢你献的祭呢，还是更喜欢你听他的话呢？
So Samuel keeps going.
撒母耳接下来说，
He says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
他说，听命胜于献祭。
And to listen than the fat of rams.
顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
I don't know how many of you eat fat from rams, but that sounds gross to me.
现在的人不怎么会吃公羊的脂油了，因为听起来很恶心。
When I hear that, I think that's disgusting.
大家一听就觉得很不健康。
But in that time, the fat represented the choicest of the meat.
但是在那个时代，公羊的脂油代表着最好的肉。
And what Samuel is saying from God is that God would rather have your heart than the best of your empty form.
撒母耳就是说，神他不想要你所能献上的最好的那种祭物，而是他想要你的心。
He says, I don't want your sacrifice, I want your hearts.
神说我不要你的祭物，我要你的心。
And this is a theme that runs throughout scripture.
这个就是整本圣经的主题。
Where the people who are trying to follow God get so focused on the methods that they lose sight of following him.
那些所谓信神的人，他们过度关注于外面的形式，而忽略了自己的内心。
We saw Jesus walk into this in Matthew 21.
我们在马太福音21章看到耶稣他来就是为了告诉大家这个事情。
It's a passage where Jesus goes into the temple and he throws up the tables.
耶稣来到圣殿，把殿里面的桌子推翻了。
And we see Jesus get very upset about the way that the money changers had moved into the temple.
因为耶稣看到那些兑换银钱的人来到圣殿，他很生气。
And we think that this is because they were buying and selling, but it wasn't that.
我们以前以为耶稣生气是因为人们在圣殿里做买卖。
The reason that Jesus gets so upset is because they were making a profit from people trying to worship God.
其实耶稣生气的是，这些人却试图从那些来敬拜神的人的身上来牟利。
There were people who would come to the temple to make sacrifices, and when they would arrive there, the religious leaders would tell them that their sacrifice wasn't good enough.
当人们来献祭的时候，那些神职人员就说，你们献的祭不够好。
So they would bring their lamb or their dove that they had brought with them.
这些来献祭的人带了自己的羊，带了自己的鸽子。
And the priest would tell them that their sacrifice wasn't good enough for God.
祭司说你们带的这些东西不好。
But that if they wanted an acceptable sacrifice, they could buy one from the priest.
如果你要想要用一个合格的东西来献祭呢，你就必须得从我这儿来买。
If they wanted to make an offering to the church, then they would need to switch it to from their currency to the currency that the church wanted.
如果你想要把钱奉献给圣殿呢，你必须换来这种他们提供的钱来做奉献，不能用你自己的钱。
And so the priests in the temple had gotten very good at creating checkboxes for people.
这些圣殿里的祭司，他们就为了这些会众列了一个详细的清单。
And so they would have to go through all of these hoops in order to please God.
那么来敬拜神的人呢，就要满足清单上的条件，认为这就是满足神了。
And so when Jesus comes into the temple, he sees them with changing money for people and selling animals, and the problem was that they were making a profit off of worship.
所以耶稣来到圣殿，看到这些神职人员从这些献祭的人身上来赚取利益的时候。
But even more, they were putting barriers between God and his people.
更坏的是，他们就把来见神的人和神之间设立了一道人为的障碍。
So Jesus says to them, and this is what he does in Matthew 21. Here's what it says.
所以耶稣就这样告诉他们。
In verse 12. And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons.
耶稣进了神的殿，赶出殿里一切做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子。
And he said to them, it is written,My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers.
对他们说，经上记着说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
What does that mean, den of robbers?
贼窝是什么意思呢？
What were they stealing?
他们偷的是什么？
They were stealing people's hearts from really seeing God.
他们偷取的是人的心。
They were putting things in front of the people's ability to get to God.
人们来见神，他们却在人的面前立了一道障碍，让他们看不到神。
And what we see is that God really desires their hearts.
我们知道神想要的是人的心。
We also see that Jesus is calling them to be a house of prayer.
我们也知道耶稣说这应该是祷告的殿。
He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer.
他说我的殿必称为祷告的殿。
It might be easy to think that Jesus is trying to add a new liturgy of prayer or obligation to pray.
好像是说耶稣在这些事情上又加了一条让大家祷告。
But the Jewish people prayed a lot.
但是你知道犹太人很爱祷告。
Many of them prayed all the time.
很多人一直在祷告。
They would have boxes on their head so that they could have scripture and prayer.
他们头上记着经文。
They would write scripture over their doors so that they could read it and pray.
他们门楣上也有经文，每次看到也会祷告。
Jesus wasn't telling them to pray more. He was telling them to pray better.
耶稣不是让他们花更多的时间来祷告，而是让他们更加用心的祷告。
Because many of them prayed all the time, but they weren't prayers that needed God to be there.
他们很多人一直在念念不休的这种祷告，但是他们祷告的并不是神想要听到的。
That's why Jesus said that we shouldn't pray like the Pharisees and religious leaders.
所以耶稣告诉我们，不要像法利赛人和神职人员那样敬拜神。
Who stand out on the street corner.And pray so that everyone can hear them in their fancy words.
这些人站在大街的当中，大声的祷告，以便让人们听到他们的华丽的辞藻。
He said, "When you pray, go to your closet."
耶稣说，我们祷告的时候要进入一个密室。
Shut the door so that nobody can see you.
把门关好了，不要让人看见。
And pray, talking to God like your father.
祷告的时候要像跟父亲一样谈话。
So Jesus isn't telling them just to pray more. He's telling them to talk to their father.
耶稣没有告诉人们要更多的祷告，而是告诉人们要像跟父亲谈话一样祷告。
He's not trying to add one more checkbox of prayer.
耶稣不是给人又带来一条应该满足的要求。
He's calling for their hearts to connect with their fathers.
而是呼召人们用心与神连接。
And here's what we see, that real worship comes when we engage our hearts in the act of glorifying God and we offer him our best.
当我们在敬拜的当中用心将荣耀归给神，并且要把我们一切最好的归给他的时候，这才是我们要做的敬拜。
And this isn't just about worship like when we talk about worship in church.
这不是说我们坐在教会里面的那种敬拜。
We're talking about the things that we latch on to in our lives, the things that we hold on to.
当我们讲到敬拜的时候，我们说的是我们人生关注的点。
The things that we run after.
我们人生追求的东西。
And how important is holding on to God's glory?
也是我们如何看待神的荣耀。
And as I thought about today and was reading this passage, a phrase kept coming back to me from God.
当我今天读这段经文的时候，脑海里不停地浮现出一个词。
And it was this, they've exchanged my glory.
这个词就是说，他们换走了我的荣耀。
I kept thinking that this week as I was reading this passage, they've exchanged my glory.
我这一周都在反复思考这句话，他们换走了我的荣耀。
And I thought, what does that mean?
我想，到底什么意思呢？
What does it mean to exchange God's glory?
换走神的荣耀是什么意思？
So I read Romans 1, verse 21.
然后我读到罗马书一章二十一节。
And I'll read it for you now.For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他。
But they became futile in their thinking.
也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄。
And their foolish hearts were darkened.
无知的心就昏暗了。
So that means that they knew God.
所以他们知道神。
He wasn't unknown to them, they knew him.
这些人并不是不知道神，他们知道的。
But something happened.
但是有些事情发生了。
They stopped honoring him as God.
他们不把他当神来敬拜。
They stopped having hearts that were thankful to God.
心里也没有对神存感恩。
Their minds began to focus on things that were empty and futile.
他们头脑里想的都是虚妄的事情。
And their hearts became darkened.
他们的心就昏暗了。
So verse 22 says, claiming to be wise, they became fools.
22节说，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
And look what they did in verse 23.
我们看23节讲的是什么。
They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man,and birds, and animals, and creeping things.
将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽、昆虫的样式。
They thought they knew it all.
他们以为他们什么都知道。
But they were foolish.
但是他们却是愚蠢的。
And in their foolishness, they exchanged the glory of God for the things of this earth.
因为他们的愚蠢，他们将神的荣耀换走，换来了。这个地球上的东西。
They were more focused on things that resembled mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things that they took their eyes off God.
他们关注的更多的是这个世界上的东西，飞禽走兽财富荣耀，而不是神。
They knew God, but they exchanged his glory for something else.
他们知道神，但是他们把神的荣耀拿去交换，换来了别的东西。
So what does it mean that you've exchanged his glory?
所以你把神的荣耀换走了，是什么意思呢？
For Paul, as he's writing here, it meant that they thought that they were wise and brilliant and popular and they knew it all.
保罗这里提到的这些人，他们自己以为自己很聪明，自己以为自己人缘很好，什么都会，什么都懂。
And the problem wasn't their success. It was that their success made them confident in themselves.
他们所达到的成就并不是问题。问题是他们这些成就让他们忘记了自己到底是谁。
And in their confidence, they exchanged God's glory for shallow substitutes.
他们把对自己的自信用来换取神的荣耀。
And I wonder if you wrestle with that at all yourself.
我想你自己在你的人生中是否也是这样的呢？
I wonder if there's something that you have latched onto tighter than you have latched onto God.
也许在人生中有的事情你看得比神更重要。
If he's the one you're holding onto, or if there's something else that you're holding onto even more.
神是你专注的那个对象吗？还是你更在乎别的东西？
And one more verse came to me as I thought of it. It was 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
我还想到另外一段经文，就是哥林多前书第六章。
Verse 19 says, Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you?
19节说，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
Whom you have from God.
这圣灵是从神而来。
You are not your own, for you were bought with a price.
住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的。
So, glorify God in your body.
所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
If Psalm 29 in the very beginning of what we looked at is trying to have us understand that God is our glory and we should worship him, then the same thing is said throughout all these other passages.
如果诗篇二十九篇是要告诉我们神是我们的荣耀，我们要敬拜他，下面说的都是同样的事情。
Because God is our glory, he wants us to worship him.
因为神是我们的荣耀，他要我们去敬拜他。
But my question is there anywhere that you are holding back?
但是我的问题是，你有没有保留的地方？
Are you giving him your best?
你给神的真的是你最好的吗？
Are you honoring him with your body?
你是用你的身体来荣耀神吗？
Are you offering your heart?
你有没有把你的心献上给神？
Or do you feel like you're just going through the motions?
还是你就是走走形式？
Is there anything that you have substituted for God in your life?
你的生命中，你有没有用一些东西来代替神？
Where do you need to give glory back to God?
你在什么东西上要把荣耀归还给神？
Not because he needs it.
不是因为神需要你这些东西。
Not because without it he's less.
不是因为神没有这些东西他就不行了。
But because God is worthy of being worshipped and we do that by giving him glory.
而是因为只有神是配得我们敬拜的，我们要把荣耀还给他。
And that might be the glory that you give him in church.
这个荣耀也可能是你在教会里面献给他的。
Or the glory that you give him in your home.
或者你在家中归给他的。
In your job.
在职场归给他的。
In your family.
在你的家庭里面。
In your school.
在你的学校当中。
How do you worship God by giving him your heart?
你怎样用心来敬拜神，把荣耀归给他？
So I want to encourage you to think about that and ask God to open your heart to where there might be parts that you still need to give over to him.
所以我鼓励大家，你去询问神，让神打开你的心。让你看到你心中有所保留的地方。
And for you to see that the greatest way you can worship is not just through songs, but by giving your heart to him.
并且让你看到你敬拜神的方式不仅仅是唱唱歌，而是把你的心给他。
And not through religion or just your behavior, but your life fully given over to him.
不是通过一种宗教仪式或者做的事情，而是把心给他。
Let me pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, I thank you so much for your desire to save us and to know us.
主啊，我们感谢你，你心甘情愿的来拯救我们，来认识我们。
Thank you that even when we tend to put things in front of us to get to you.
感谢你，因为甚至在我们自己把面前放了很多遮挡你荣耀的东西的时候。
That you ask us to simply give you our hearts.
你还是告诉我们你想要得着我们的心。
God, that as much as we can focus on the methods to get to you, that you desire our hearts.
主啊，我们知道你配得我们的身心。
God, I ask that you would be with all of those that are here today and help them hear your call for their heart.
主啊，求你与我们在座的众人同在，让我们愿意心甘情愿把心交给你。
And God, open their eyes and their minds to see if there's anything that they have exchanged your glory for.
打开我们的心，打开我们的眼，让我们知道我们把什么东西能够来交换，把你的荣耀交换走了。
Help them to see if they need to pick up your glory again.
让我们看到我们在什么地方要重拾你的荣耀。
So they can give it back to you.
让我们能把这荣耀归还给你。
God, help each one of them to see you for who you truly are.
帮助每一个人能够清醒地认识你是谁。
To see that you are worthy of praise.
就看到你是唯一配得荣耀敬拜赞美的。
That you are worthy of worship.
你是配得我们的敬拜的。
That you're worthy of glory.
你是配得一切的荣耀。
And God, help them to know you more and more.
求你帮助我们越来越认识你。
In Jesus' name.
耶稣基督的名求。Amen.